Pippa Hudson, lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
Now, a pretty momentous week already for South African politics, and it's only getting hotter as we head towards the ANC conference this weekend. Just to get a sense of how the latest developments might influence what happens at NASREC, I've asked EWN reporter Clement Manyatela to join me on the line for a bit of a catch-up. Clement, it's great to have you with us again. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Pepper.
An absolutely bruising day in court yesterday for the president, to say the very least, getting slapped with a second personal legal cost order, some very no-holds-barred language from the court in its assessment of his behaviour. The big question is, what impact does that have as we head into the ANC conference, and is it likely to sway things in the direction of either of the two main camps there, Clement?
So it depends on who you talk to. About a few minutes ago, I'm already here at NASREC. We are looking at the state of readiness and speaking to the Secretary General. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to speak to the Northwest Premier and ANC Chair, Supra Mahumapelo, who is a fierce supporter of President Jacob Zuma. That scathing court judgment you speak about, he says it's a normal judgment. It's not damning at all, and it will not have any effect on this elective conference. But you also have people that have been quite critical of President Jacob Zuma, who are saying, well, that's the actual judgment that has the potential to sway people's views as they come into this elective conference. Remember, when the president gets to the stage, we're not only going to be listening to what he says, but we'll be watching the delegates. How do they respond to him? How do they respect him? Because back in the days, there used to be a time when the president would get on that stage and it's all quiet, it's all silence, and that speaks to sort of the respect that he's been able to amass over 10 years as he served as the president. So it's going to be interesting to see how much of an impact will have, but his supporters are saying, well, that was a normal judgment, it's okay, it's not going to have an impact, and those people that are against him are saying, well, it's quite a critical judgment that will force some of the delegates to think twice about electing the person that he has endorsed, Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, that is.
Okay, about her. I mean, I don't see how anybody can say it's not damning, Clement. Yeah. I mean, the language, ill-advised and reckless, talking about conduct falling far short of the expectation.
Unreasonable.
Malfeasance and corruption, utter disregard of good governance. I mean, I could go on and on. If that's not damning language, I'd love to know what the Northwest Premier would see as damning language, to say the least.
Look, I was just as surprised. And I mean, we asked, but can you elaborate on that? What do you mean? And we mentioned all those words, reckless, unreasonable, all the words that the judges obviously had in the two rulings that they delivered yesterday. And I suppose it's that time of the season, or I suppose the time a day before, 2 days before the elective conference, where President Jacob Zuma's supporters are trying so hard to speak to the delegates that are going to be coming to this conference to say, don't worry too much about the latest development. It shouldn't have an impact on how you're thinking. Because, Pepper, the reality about the elective conference is that, sure, the provincial parties have sort of nominated their preferred candidates. The branches have nominated their preferred candidates. But the lobbying will be happening. The jostling will be happening. In fact, will intensify from tomorrow until a few minutes before various delegates will be putting a cross on who they want to be the next leader of this country and of the ANC. So you may think that the delegates do support Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma or Cyril Ramaphosa, but there's going to be a lot of convincing that happens. And I think this court judgment will be used as a weapon by those that are against President Jacob Zuma, and by default, I suppose, in effect, also against Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, to try and sway their supporters to say, look, if you are going to be voting for this person, he's been endorsed by the president, and you are in effect showing your support for the president who has been found wanting by the courts of this country.
You know, we talk about the ANC regional support already having been established, but of course it's still being challenged in court even up to today, isn't it, Clement? We've got dissident ANC members in the Free State trying to block their province from sending delegates to the conference. That's going to the Bloemfontein High Court. I understand proceedings there have been delayed there. Is that correct?
Yeah, proceedings have been delayed there, but we're expecting, I mean, it's being headed on urgent basis. So the ruling could come up sometime later today. It could come up tomorrow morning. So the Free State is really the provincial elective, the provincial party's leadership that was re-elected earlier this week is really hoping that that court case is not going to have a bearing on how many delegates they send to this conference. But yesterday, the Eastern Cape, that court case that was taken by disgruntled members to the Grahamstown High Court, I mean, that was dismissed. And I suppose that's minus one problem for the ANC. You still have the Northwest. Litigation is pending there. KwaZulu-Natal. You have the Free State that is currently underway right now. You also have the Northern Cape. We know with Mpumalanga yesterday there was an agreement for a political discussion behind the scenes and for a court not to be involved, but for the ANC's leaders to discuss what Matthews Posa, who's also a presidential hopeful, was having issues with around that comrade unity and that branches in Mpumalanga nominated unity, and that it's illegitimate because, I mean, unity is not a person. So there's a lot. I mean, there's litigation that's facing the party ahead of this elective conference, and they're just hoping that it won't have a bearing. Becky Kelo was telling me yesterday that this is actually the first time ever in the history of the ANC that they're going to this elective conference hoping that it will not have any bearing, hoping that court cases are not going to really affect this elective conference.
Clement Manyatela, and hoping that the outcome of the elective conference doesn't result in a split in the middle of the party. Thanks so much for your input, Clement, reporting there from Nasrec, where he's already on scene as preparations continue for the conference this weekend. And of course, stay tuned to Eyewitness News this afternoon for more on that story, including that court challenge in the Free State that is due to start at any moment now.